Masechet Tzumot, Perek Tishii, Halakha Beit. Says the Mishnah, Gidulei Truma, the Gidulei Gidulin, Uli. As we've spoken about already many times, somebody who plants Truma, Mirabata, who goes there, that the things that grow from it are Truma. However, if we plant the seeds of what grew, the Gidulim of the Gidulim are Kulim, whereas we only would go there one generation. But this is only for Truma, Havalat Tevel, or Maitarish, on the Sifei Shvir, the Truma Kutlar, Vahamaduma, Vahabikurim, somebody who plants seeds of Tevel, or of Maitarishon, or of Sifim that grew during Shemitah are not for him to eat, or Truma, even Truma, if it's Truma Kutlar, which is itself a Drabonon, we don't make a Drabonon Gezeron, another Drabonon, or even Truma, which is Meduma, which has been mixed with less than 100 parts of Chulin, and that too is only Midrabon and Usr, because when he rises above from the road, and Bikurim, which are Usr and not going to eat, Gidulei and Chulin. In all of these cases, we weren't gozer. We'll go through why we weren't gozer on these cases, each one for different reasons. Gidulei Hagdash, Umaser, Sheni, Chulin. That which is planted now from things that were Hagdash, or that were Maiser Sheni, there's no gezeirah of gidulin. However, you still need to be poda. Hodeotam bizman zaram, or should say perhaps kizman zaram, there's other gersos. You're poda the gidulin as the shearer that there was at the time that you were zorea, not at the time that it is now. Another kula is mea legina shokuma, vacha shokulin. Let's say that you have 100, there's two different explanations. Most Jerusalem learn that lagina does not refer to a lug. It refers to a row. It was planted in the ground. Lagina. Lagina is another word of saying a shura. Yeah. Others learn that lagina means a log. Log. Log shema?
Log.
Log. Measurement.
Oh.
Yeah. But I mean, the parts around the mission that referring to mechuber over here, as we'll see. So mea legina shel truma, ba'acha shel chulin, you have 100 rows of truma, meaning of gidulei truma, and one of chulin. They are all mutter. Now the rabbanim were so makel that if you could be tailored, that the thing that you take is chulin, even one chulin to 100 is usually the opposite. It's 100 chulin to one of truma. Even one chulin to 100 of truma is mevatel, so to speak, the truma. So it becomes a suffix. It's a suffix under the rabbanon, and where weren't those that gidulin. Not, I didn't mean gidulin, gidulin.
Gidulin,
yeah. Even 1 to 100. This, however, is all true on the Dovash Zaro Kala. We're talking about something that the original Zara disappears, like in grain. So over there, the whole thing is a suffix. There's nothing left of the original. So when they're over there, we're not marked.
All
these plants are different. Yeah. Ava zaro kar, so say you have onions, in which the onion continues to expand. So then on the opposite would be true. You may have shokun and laka shokun and kulin asuri. Over there, even it's the other way around. That even though normally truma is bato in 100, that's only if it's polished. But over here, it's talking about that it's mechuber. As I say, it's better to learn the legunion, not as root, but as the true host, because otherwise what's the source of Mechubir? So once it's a Mechubir, it's not Bapa. Hatevel, you do love Mutarin, again, the Davar Shazara Kala. If you took a plant, if you took a seed of something that is a seed plant, so then there's nothing left of the seed, then the Tevel remains Mutar, but the Davar Shazara Kala. If it's an onion, let's say, so then you do like you do in Marasur, that even the Gidu like you do in Marasur, because you continue to draw from the same thing that was originally Tevel. What do we mean by something that's in Zaro Kala? So go and look, Shum, Yisalim, Rabbi Yonamar HaShum Ki Se'orim. Rabbi Yonamar says that Shum is like Se'orim, and it's considered to be Zaro Kala. Okay, there's a number of different Purushim, we'll see in the Gemara, but what one Purush is, a Shum, because it's different years, it's exciting to mention here, that HaShum Ki Se'ora, meaning that the shear of the insur on the shum is only when it's a sa'ara. The size of the sa'ara. Less than that, it's considered also to be zarakal. Now, for Tanya Allah, Barmad, Varma, Murmatism, the Bright, the Andes Mishnah, Mamed Varmamur, when does the Mishnah say? Yet you do the Gedulim Mutorin, the Dovish Zaro Kala, and the Dovar Shain Zaro Kala, even Gedulim are assured. Aval HaTevel, the reason that we are not Gozer on Tevel, that even Gedulim are Mutter, why don't we say, well, okay, certainly part of Tevel is that there's Truma in it. I mean, how can we more make it on Tevel than on the Truma that would come from the Tevel? So why aren't we marking the first question? Sharuba Kulin. Because Lamaita wrote the Tevel of Kulin in the first place. I mean, what started off with, even if you want to look at it as containing Truma, it's already a mixture. And therefore, we weren't Gozer on the Tevel. Who might say Rishon? The reason that we're not Gozer is also Sharuba Kulin. What are you going to ask it? Because of the Truma Tamaisha is in the Maisha Rishon, right? But 90% of it is not Osir. There's no issue of eating Maisha Rishon. Why weren't we Gozer on Tzvicha Shriyas? Shema Tzvicha. We're not Gozer on things that aren't so much. When I'm on once every 7 years, the Shaila comes up. So we're not going to Gozer on that. And Truma Tzvicha also is not from the Tzvicha. We only make a Takana Drabanan on something which is a Rebbe and Baptist. And Meduma we won't be Gozer on because again, you're talking about Rove Kulin and that's what we write anyway with Baptist. Things for to be said by the Tevel. And Bikurim and Amin and Amatsi, the Roman Mishi was Aminim and Amin, a small little amount of things become Bikurim so it's becoming a bit too much. I'm not going to answer that. Gidulei Hekish and Maitre Sheni Kulin, Ufodel Tam Bizman Zaram. What does that mean? The Rebbe was a Shem Rebbe Elkanan. It means that you're poder et kol ha'otzar b'dmei otah sa'ah. When you're poder it, you're poder all of the gedulim that came from it with the value of the original sa'ah that was ma'aser sheni. So in other words, you don't look at the whole thing as ma'aser sheni. You say, whatever there was originally, there was ma'aser sheni in it. I'm being poder. So that much has to be. That's what it means, bizman. It doesn't mean at the time. It means like the time, like it was worth at the time that you were Zoreah, even though now it doesn't exist anymore. Kifrish Hegdesh, the Maaser Sheni. So let's say now there is a difference. Kifrish doesn't mean Ramafish, it means there is a Pirut, a free shop. There's a Chiluk, in other words, between Hegdesh and Maaser Sheni as follows. And my Sheni, this would be true. Bein davar shezaro kala, or bein davar she'ein zaro kala, is anyway nifta. This Charizal doesn't want. Ela davar shezaro kala nifta b'shar harishon shomedvo. That's where that came from. And davar she'ein zaro kala is nifta. Kisha'ar now Shul Meibo now is what I should say. So we just switch it around. The difference is something that Zarokola is looked at as only having existed at the time that you planted it. You put it for the value of the time you planted it. Now think of Zain Zarokola, it's still drawing from the original thing that exists. So therefore that thing that exists has its value now. It has to be quoted in according to its current value. That's the difference. But both of them go according to what was planted. The understanding is what value of what was planted. Right? So that the din is the same, and that's why we use this strange lashon of bizman zaran, how much they were bizman zaran, but in terms of the value, that it makes an opinion about the beverage of zaratol and zaratol. That's legabe.
I'm going to use bizman zaran.
Right.
Bizman zaran is present.
Right. So, and therefore it's always the value of that amount, whereas Hegdesh is different. Because by Hegdesh, Bein B'davar She'Zaro Kala, Bein B'davar She'Ein Zaro Kala, Ein Lo Ela Mikromo V'Sha'ato. When it comes to Hegdesh, we look at it only as its current value, but Bidmei, in terms of the what it is that it is that you're going to pay, Bidmei Ota Sa'ah She'Zara. It's going to be, and the only thing you have to pay for is the amount. But you don't go to Kula to be voted to Shah Rishon sometimes. When it comes to Hekdesh, we have a call. Ain't Hekdesh, Ela Sha'ah. In other words, you pay whatever it's worth is now, even though the zera was kola. No, I'm still saying the davar she'ein zara kola poga et kol ha'otzar. When it comes to a davar that still exists, since you look at it according to its current matzah, so now this original sa'ah is essentially has expanded. Because there's no way to identify the original onion. I have to look at this thing as the original onion. In which case, when it comes to Kaddish, the Dover Shane's alcohol, I have to put it the whole thing. Omri of Yossi, Dover Merit, from the Mishnah, we can see. And the Mishnah says that even one of Kulin can be poda, so to speak, can be matzil, the entire field of a hundred of Kulin. That implies that Hayula Fanav me'ad sa'ah ha'olot mitok me'ad sa'ah mitok me'ad sa'ah. Let's say that you have one sa'ah that you're taking out of a hundred. In other words, a sa'ah of truma fell into a hundred. Now you have 101. So what happens? The truma now, there is a sa'ah of truma over here, but what we do is, remember, we take out one sa'ah, and we give it to a kohen. That's all the rabbanim. We give it to a kohen. We try then it's possible, but in order to avoid the union of gezel, we go through a haroma of truma. So now, no, it's not the same halacha. The tolin is where the sheet that says tolin, that you can assume that that's it. Not everybody agrees with that. That indicates where it wasn't bought tolin. But over here, it's like we give it as another to machlokas, whether we should remember how we treat it. Do we treat it like real truma? Is it about other things? That was proof of machlokas in the mission. So now, where you have over here 100 sa'ah, which were olot. In other words, these are the ones that were male, the thoughts of truma. Mischalfulo mutarot. Now I don't remember which one was the kulin and which one was the truma, because now I was male, and now I don't know which one is which. They should all be mutar. Because all along, when I male something, it's really only a drabanan, right? In other words, you just came and told me a big tradition in the mission. You told me that since the drabanan created the concept of gidulei truma, so mamela, we're very natal in the mixture of gidulei truma, right? Okay, so I'll give you another example. Since the drabanan were the ones who created the concept of being male one out of 101. So if now that gets mixed up, in 100 of those get mixed up, but there's one of Kulin there, I shouldn't have to worry about it. That's what you said about the Mishnah. You said in the Mishnah, on a Takana Drabanan, one of Kulin I can be tailoring. You say the one of Kulin is not. Right? So in this case also, I should say the same thing. What's the difference?
So this is what Truma is?
Started off with one thing of truma got mixed up in 100 of truma.
Right.
Now I have to take out a barrel and make it truma. Say that it's truma. I did this 100 times. Now I've got 100 mixed barrels and one barrel is truma. Yeah. Now I've got 100 mixed barrels piled up in my warehouse and one of truma gets mixed in it.
So-called truma.
Right. They got mixed up in one of the Kulin barrels that was left.
And one
yes, that should be the same thing. They should all be wood or not. Right? Because in each one of them, I have a right to be tailored and say, maybe this is a Kulin one. Mm-hmm. So that's what it said in the mission. If I could do the truma, since it's only draw bonum, you said I could be master at even one Kulin and 100 of truma. So the same thing over here. An Ola, a saw which is Ola, is it in draw bonum? Pretend that this is a truma. Okay, fine. Pretend it's a truma. But now if it gets mixed up, even 100 of them and one of the corners should all be mutter, right? Because that's the group of what you say. Taman, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Sa'atshuma, Sha'alat Mitoch Me'asa, Kulin, Kol She'ein, Mivat Lotota. That if now the Sa'ah went now, you took the Sa'ah and you were mala it, and that Sa'ah now goes and gets mixed up into Kulin of any amount, it becomes Dot. So it's only Drabona. So now the case over here, we can now that implies to us as far as the Gula Truma. In other words, we're going now. First we took the Gula Truma, we said what the implications are Lagabe Ayla. Now we're going to take Ayla and see what the implications are Lagabe Gula Truma. In the same way that Rabbi Yochanan had said Lagabe Ayla, means the Saw Truma Sha'ola, that the Allah is over there, that a Saw of Kulin is Mevatalit, if that Saw gets mixed up, I could also derive from that that in this case, if you went ahead and leaked, you went and you picked the Gidulei Truma, and then V'nafala Tochan Kulim Kol Shehen, after you're having picked it, now, after you're having picked it, Kulim Kol, and by the way, Reflina, this is way too late. Anyway. Oh, okay, yes. Anyway, it would never be so late. This is a separate year. No. No, I know. So nothing was done called Goshu Mutari. Because the Truma will be bottled now in Kulin, right? No matter what it is, even after I picked it now. Kamodu Yosan Allah Toman. And furthermore, the same way that Rabbi Yochanan said before, that the halacha is a tochein umatir, that we said over there earlier in the Masechta that if you have something that is a mixture that is usur, it's meduma, so over there the truma fell into less than 100, you ground the whole thing up, remember? And now because of the grinding, it now became increased in the nefach, the volume increased through the grinding, and the difference was over there that some of the fruitim were yafes. So he said over there that if you know for a fact that the Kulin Chitim were better, of better quality, so then indeed you now have more than 100. So you could be certain that you have 100, the one that they expanded more than the Truma was. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, you could even with Hatzila be tokened, and now it will become Mutter, we don't view it as being Mavato Isser, with Hatzila, because the truth is that's what it was meant to be. It was meant to be Tachun anyway. So even if I would have given it to the Kohen, it would have become Tachun. That's what we said before. Applying that same logic to here, so Apocha, okay, the same thing would be true over here. Since in the end, the Truma is going to be eaten, picked off the ground by the Kohen, so then it would be Mutter. So the same way to pick it out and to be Mutter. We should use the same logic. Taman Mizeh Umizeh. Come on, mizel mizel Allah biyado. Ramhaka kol hateva Allah biyado. However, we're saying where the chitim are trumos, in other words, the mixed chitim of truma and chitim of chulin. So I can be saying that, but whatever I take and grind, I have the correct mixture. Now, anything over here. If you went ahead and you were malachate one of them, how do you know at that point that you're malachate that the one that you're eating is truma? Maybe the one that he's eating is truma. Isn't there a difference between, I mean, the whole part of grinding is that you actually mix it. But over here, you're saying you've been kalim. Isn't there a difference between mixing it and being kalim? I mean, to say you're not over on bitalism with a few, because that's the way it's going to be, but you went in and did it. Alba. But if you go ahead and you took the whole thing, so now the truma is certainly going to be batal, because the chulin, that you could definitely say that's true. Or would you say, even if you're semet, that you have one, not the whole thing, you can say the same talon, well, since they're not both truma, because there's only one of truma that fell, and I took two. So maybe I don't need Bato. Maybe I could say, let me be famous even on one of them, since it's definitely cool here. So it could be that it's mutla katkhila to go ahead and to take it. So how far are we going to go with it? Then we said, Gidulim or Asr on a Adavar She'en Zaro Kala. So would that be true of the 100th generation? How far down is that going to go? Hanecha. Rabbi Yaakov B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan says three generations. Ad Shalosh Goranot Asurot. If you have now Three times you planted. You went ahead and you were Zoraya, the original Truma, and then you took the Gidulim, and you planted those Gidulim, and you planted those Gidulim. It's also the third time, meaning that Ad Goren Harazi'i, it's Asur. What the meaning of what he says is that Ad Shalosh Goranot, meaning the third Goren, is Asur. So that means when you went ahead now, this is the fourth generation, so to speak, from the first time that you had Truma. From that point on, if you took the fourth growth and you planted it, Arabiyah to be mutter. The Truma of Adimi, why can there be mine? The Truma at Kana, but the Tadavisha in Zarakola, he asked also the same question. How much is considered to be Truma? And he told him, Amarle, Otsu Goran Harabi'i, to Goran Harishona. When it comes to something Sha'in Zarakola, this isn't true. Even the fourth Goran would have the same din as the first Goran. In other words, whatever Isra and Gidulin applies should apply on anything.
Forever.
My Goran Rishona, Dovash Zaro Kola, Betrumas Asa, Ubetevel Mutter, Avgon Arabiit, the Dovash Sha'in Zaro Kola, Betruma Asa, Ubetevel Mutter. So we should say, therefore, that if we're treating Truma this way, so then in the same way that Tevel is Mutter only because it was Mutter in the first Goran as well, even in Dabashin Taro Kala, the only reason that it's Usur is because it's still there. Right? So we're saying that if you have something that's still there, it asks it. But by Truma, it's a completely different answer. By Truma, the reason that they're upon an asset is because they were Gozer, that the whole thing is considered to be Truma, correct? So if that's the case, when we originally said Gidula Gidula isn't Truma, so we said that only on a Dover Shazaro Kola. So what happens over there? At that point, we're saying that the Truma that is here is Mu'ura with the original Truma, right? But we're taking this far from Tevel. By Tevel we said there's no issue of Gidulei Tevel. But if you have the Dover Sha'in Zaro Kola, the Tevel is still here. By Truma we said Gidulin is Muslim. But if it's a Dover Sha'in Zaro Kola, the Truma is still here, correct? Okay, so that means that essentially what we're saying is that the fourth generation of Truma is the same thing as the generations of Tevel. That's what we're saying. In other words, it's as if we had still the same thing over here. In which case, we're saying that the fourth generation, when he said before, Ad Goran Arabiyah, we're treating the Goran Arabiyah like the third generation of a Tevel. That's what we're saying. But some of it is here. But beyond that, it's mutter completely. Ma Yislach, and the Mishnah says, by Dover Sha'in Zarakola, Luz, Betzalim, Shum, Mashma, that anything else is considered to be Sha'in Zarakola. I mean, so what are the other things? Why are you saying? Keep going. What do these things represent that other things are not like?
This is only
well, I mean, it can't be a Kigon. Yeah. So what are these? What is the point of three things that are Kigon? It seems to be telling me, and the truth is, it's rather strange to say that Shum, what's the difference between a Shum and a Batsal? According to the way Rebbe was learning. So, Ma'islach, what exactly are you saying that a Dovah Sha'in Zarek goes Kigon Haluk? In other words, you're telling me other things that are like these, but what do these things represent? Says Rabbi Abuhu, it means b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Hanina. No, sorry, I skipped. I skipped Rabbi Yossi. Only Rabbi Yossi Barabi Bon Kedon Hakulukiti. Thank you. Okay. I may have to take his book home the first time to use it. Rabbi Abu, the chamber of Yosef ben Chanina, says, Hashum asked his own Kidavar Shazaro Kala. Bikan Ve'ela, Kidavar
Lubavar
But did he change anything? Okay, darling. Kedoshi Zarakala, Mikanel Kedoshi Zarakala, the sheer of Kisaona, though this explaining that the meaning of Rav Yehuda is limited to the sheer. There were two approaches to Rav Yehuda. So does it mean that Shum up to the Torah has one halacha and beyond the Torah has another halacha? That's the first shot. Hatki Sa'orina, this works out better like the gears that says Hatki Sa'orina rather than Hatki Sa'orina. So Hatki Sa'orina, if it's up to that sheer, then it has the din of a Dovish Zaro Kala because it's so small. Beyond that, it has the din of a Dovish Zaro Kala. That's one shot. Rav Yehuda Ribon, Rav Yehuda Ribachanina says no. Hashum is Kisa'orina for Dovah. Rav Yehuda is saying that just like the owner called Dovah Shazara Kala, by the way, the reason he compares it to Sa'ora and the Mephoshim say is because Sa'ora, when Rama puts it, is Ein Lecha Dovah, that it's Kala fast like Sa'ora. So in other words, the Sa'ora, but I mean, obviously there's nothing unique about Sa'ora according to the second shot.
So
the first shot is that it's a sign. But the second shot, we have to understand that they are to Sa'ora, meaning since Sa'orin is something which the Zera disappears very quickly, we view this as a Dover Shazaro Kola, but it doesn't have any significance particularly in this chapter.
Shum would do that as well.
No, any Shum. That's amazing.
It's not a shear.
It's not a shear. That's what I'm saying. This second shot, the word Sa'orin is a mush, not a shear. In the first shot, it's a shear, which is why the first shot, the Girsa, is better to Sa'ora. Not Sa'orin. The second shot is comparing it to the min of Sa'orin. The min of Sa'orin is something where Zaro is color rapid. And that's all that it means to say. We're saying that Shum is like Sa'orin, for example. It's going to disappear for some reason.